spent all the day with his back bent, laboring work. And the boss man came with his white suit and cane, and he shoved my papa in the dirt. And times were tough and the rich were rough, and they treated my papa like a slave. He worked too hard with the back too scarred, they beat my papa to the grave. Stole a horse and I rode so fast that I rolled right into the west. When mama stayed his shoes and papa's 22, I was born and I couldn't care less. My 22, stand steady and true. I know my head and chest, but they shot me down and brought me to town to teach a lesson that would never forget. They said I'd be going to hell and they showed me to a cell. I said, Mama, we's both in the strife. She said, hold your head high and die like a killer. In the end, I said, such is life. Such is life.
That's Australian band Perch Creek with their new single. It's entitled Mama Sings. It's absolutely fabulous. And if you've had a chance to listen to their last album, which is entitled, if I get this right, Jumping on the High Wire, that is also a fantastic album. I'm very fortunate today because I'm actually talking to them prior to Hillside. We've had a lot of discussion before we came to air about whether we should pretend that they've already played Hillside. And I said, no, you don't need to do that. You know why? Because you're going to do great at Hillside. And if you don't, then we'll just edit this out. Nobody will ever hear it. But it's great to welcome Perch Creek to Folk Roots Radio today. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
We're doing really well. Great to be here.
I'm going to get you to introduce everybody. So, Camilla, if you want to tell everybody who you are, and then we'll run around the room from there.
Well, we're called Perch Creek. We've got James Chandler over here, usually on double bass, but today electric bass. It's a portable interview instruments. This is my sister Eileen Hodgkins on the guitar, and my brother Christy Hodgkins up the back on harmonica, and I'm Camilla Hodgkins. I'm playing keys today. We're missing a brother who's gone off on a spontaneous road trip to Rochester for a couple of days. So he'll be joining us, hopefully, at our gig at the festival.
So you have a reputation for lots of instruments, fabulous harmonies, and a great live show. That is very clear. And when you listen to the album, and I don't want to keep pumping this up too much, yeah, but when you listen to the album, what you realize is that almost every track on that album, you can imagine it as part of a live show. It's just absolutely fabulous. What I'd like to do at this point of the interview is let's talk about how you got together, because I think initially you were called the Perch Creek Jug Band. Is that right?
Perch Creek Family Jug Band. Yeah, that's correct. So, yeah, we've got quite a long history and a lot of evolution going on in this band. It started over 10 years ago. And if you haven't worked it out yet by the Hodgkin's recurring surname, back then with the introductions, we are, in fact, most of us related, except for James. So, yeah, we're four brothers and sisters and James on the bass. And we did all get together. We started playing music with our dad when we were a lot younger and playing a lot more traditional music, influenced by jug bands and, I suppose, influenced by a lot of, yeah, American folk and blues, jazz, old-timey music. And since then, it's kind of evolved and changed. Our dad's retired many, many years ago, and we met James.
Did he ever play with you?
He did, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. He was a great storyteller. He was kind of a bit of a character and played guitar and wrote a couple of songs as well. But he's since up and left and has decided to stay home at Perch Creek at the family farm. And road life is not for him. And I think it suits us not having a grumpy old dad in the band either. So we were happy to meet James and yeah, moved to Melbourne, and from there the band was taken.
So where exactly is Perch Creek?
Perch Creek is in a place called Northern New South Wales.
You can do it, Aline.
I can do it.
Get your geography on.
No, it's in just between Mooloolambah and Nimbin in Northern New South Wales, so it's on the east coast of Australia.
In other words, it's in hippie central.
And it's about 2,000 kilometres north of Melbourne, where we now live. So, yeah.
And the move to Melbourne was obviously because the band was becoming a happening concern, and you needed to be at a place where it was probably easier to plan gigs and everything else.
Exactly, yeah. Melbourne's totally the music capital of Australia, and there's so much wonderful culture and music and amazing venues to play at, and yeah, it was a really good move for us.
So you built a career in Australia first. Are you very well known there now? I mean, where would you describe yourselves as far as awareness in Australia?
We're fairly well known in Australia, I would say.
Well, let's just say that.
No, totally. We've been playing the festival circuit for quite a few years now, and you know, I wouldn't say that we're famous in Australia,
the festival scene.
Yeah. We've been slowly getting a lot more recognition and playing to bigger crowds over the years. So from there, yeah, it was something that we've always wanted to do, is come and tour in North America, come to Canada, and we've done a few tours to Europe as well. So we're kind of...
This is your first Canadian tour, right?
It is, yeah.
And now we're getting to the end of the Canadian tour, because we've got Hillside that takes place this coming weekend, and I think you play the Horseshoe Tavern in Toronto, and that's the end of the Canadian aspect of this tour,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So we started out a couple of weeks ago at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, which was amazing. And from there moved to Vancouver and played Vancouver Folk Festival, and then a show at the Railway Club there. And now Toronto and Hillside this weekend. So it's been fantastic. We've had really great shows and met up with, funnily enough, a lot of other Australian bands along the way. They've kind of put us together for a lot of the festival workshops. So, but we've been meeting some new friends as well. So that's good. Yeah.
Now, you have two albums, I think, Tall Tales that came out in 2011, and then Jumping on the Higher Wire in 2014.
Correct.
Do they show a progression in your music? I mean, obviously you changed the name from...
Yeah.
The Family Jug Band to just Perch Creek. Is there a progression in the music at the same time?
There definitely is, yeah. Especially, you mentioned those two albums, the first of which to us is a piece of history.
Yeah.
Jumping on the High Wire is very cool. But our new stuff that we're writing is kind of sort of developed further, I guess. A bit more modern sounding, a bit less jug band, a bit more adventurous.
Because I would say, certainly on this the Jumping on the High Wire album, there's a little bit of jug band in there, but it's not immediately obvious unless anybody said, well, did you know they used to be called the Family Jug Band?
Yeah,
so it's interesting. And I think we'll be expanding even a bit further from that. Like, we're always going to be a band that you can hear our roots, I think. And I really like that about the kind of songs that we write and the styles that we're influenced by. And I think we're always going to have some interesting aspects from other styles that you may be able to notice in there. But yeah, we're really enjoying writing songs together and yeah, just not worrying about trying to make it sound like a particular style, and just writing songs that feel good and feel exciting to us.
So the fact that you have already built a great reputation for live performance, with the fact, again, that there are lots of instruments, you harmonize amazingly. I'm curious, because when you listen to the album, what strikes you is like, wow, there are so many different styles on this, mm-hmm. but all of them lend themselves really to being performed. Is that an intent, and is that something that's going to become more obvious as you move forward, that you want to make sure that whatever you're producing on album mm-hmm. is a very strong reflection on the live show?
Yeah, definitely. I think we know that our strengths as a band lie predominantly in our live shows, and we can write great songs as well, but there's something else that we bring, yeah, when we do a live show, and something about the audiences seeing a family together on stage and interesting harmonies and how our voices blend. And it's nice writing songs and being able to imagine them being enjoyed by an audience live. So for me, yeah, I'm not sure about you guys, but for me, that's a part of the songwriting process is, yeah, kind of thinking ahead to how this can reflect in a good, positive way on stage.
Definitely. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the writing. Do you all write for the band, or is there predominantly one or two songwriters?
We all actually write together. So most of the songs from Jumping on the High Wire have been collaboratively written, and then all our new songs that we're writing at the moment are also the same.
So how does that happen then?
Yeah.
One of you has an idea and then you bring it to the band. Does that mean you might workshop a song before you actually start to put it down then? Or?
Yeah, there's a lot of workshopping going on. So we might have one idea, or we might start out with a jam, or start out with, I don't know, just
a lyric line
or something. And then we'll bring it to the rehearsal space and we'll all put our 5 cents worth in on what we think should happen next and how it should go musically and everything. So it's a long process, but it is pretty rewarding writing a song.
And yeah, I think even more so than one person bringing an idea, often it happens in the actual space of the rehearsal or the creative moment. So we often set aside a week block to start our songwriting and then kind of create a structure to the day and say, all right, we've got to get some songs together and let's work on lyrics now, or let's try and come up with some interesting chord progressions or maybe a melodic idea. So yeah, it all starts around that. There was three songs on Jumping on the High Wire that Eileen wrote herself, and they're pretty fun ones as well, but we're seeing how far we can go with doing the whole process collaboratively.
So how would you categorize your music? Because that's, you know, probably the hardest thing for someone, you know, particularly in radio, to say, well, you know, how are you going to categorize this band? I mean, it's actually easier to talk about instruments and harmonies and great live performance.
It's hard for us too. It's really hard for us to be able to categorize.
All right, how would we do it? But let's do this.
We're all going to say something different now.
How many slashes are we about
to do? Yeah.
I would say predominantly we're folk roots, but alternative as well. Alternative and contemporary. I don't know. Does that sound good? Folk roots, contemporary.
Let's talk about Mama Sings. That's the new single. We started off the interview with it. Yeah. That's been described as being, having a little bit of an old R&B feel to it. Again, was that like what you started with when you created that song?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And that song started more from the storytelling element of the story. It's actually about an Australian bushranger called Ned Kelly, and you'll hear some references to him and his life.
Ned Kelly that was the outlaw?
Yeah,
played by Mick Jagger, I seem to remember, way back in the day.
Yes.
So you'll hear references. We wanted to make it subtle, the story, with that song. But So it started out as a story, but yeah, there was always the idea of that female vocal there as haunting. The chorus haunting and kind of like an old R&B sample. So that's always fun to have these ideas of how you would imagine it to sound and then to take it to the studio and see if you can capture that.
I love the idea of sharing, you know, some Australian history, especially, you know, if you're touring in Canada or in Europe. I imagine that must be very appealing from an audience point of view to be told the story and then, you know, hear the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that, again, goes back to the idea that you want to have songs that really lend themselves to live performance?
I don't think we thought so much about, hey, this would be really cool to have a song with Australian content that we can tell our audiences all about. Not so much with that song, but often I think the stories and the stuff that you say in a live show will come afterwards. You go, oh, hey, that's really cool that we've got that and we can say this. And yeah, so I find that the performance aspect of it comes about after the song.
I'd like to play a song from the Jumping on the High Wire album.
Yeah.
What would you like us to play?
I would say play Where You Been.
Okay, do you want to tell us about that song?
This is a song. This is one of the ones that I wrote. And it's all about moving from Perch Creek, where we originally grew up, to the big city of Melbourne. And
it's about Eileen here discovering partying a little bit more than the rest of us.
This is Perch Creek with Where You Been from the album Jumping on the High Wire, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. Creek with Where You Been from the album Jumping on the High Wire. That album came out in 2014. They're working on a new album. Do we know when we'll get to hear that album?
We're saying mid 2016. Yeah, probably April or May next year. So,
does your live show have any of the new songs in it?
It does. Yeah, we've got two of the new songs, and we've got two more that are nearly ready to go as well. So, we're just about to do a single launch tour back in Australia when we get home, and we're aiming to have at least five new ones by then. So, hopefully, yeah, we can get them into the set list.
So, tell us a little bit about the live show. What do people get in a Perch Creek show?
Well,
at the end of it, they get a mental orgasm.
Oh. All right. Live show. Well, you get to, yeah, hear all these songs that we've been talking about today. Lots of them that we've written together. You get to hear us pay out on each other a little bit and go to town a little bit more than maybe other bands would with their band members when they're not related to each other.
A lot of random anecdotes.
Yeah, anecdotes, witty banter. James has got quite a different sense of humour to the rest of us, so it can be quite fun, the jokes that he'll come out with on stage. Yeah, lots of harmonies. I think we've maybe got about 20 instruments.
And there's also a lot of energy on stage.
And maybe
dancing.
Yeah, lots of dancing, and maybe even some tap dancing if Eileen's feeling up to it.
Maybe.
That sounds great. Now, you also take part in workshops, and I imagine you must be perfect for a festival workshop. I mean, you must love doing those, do you?
Yeah, this is the first time that we've ever had to do them, and they've been really, really cool.
They don't exist in Australia.
No.
Really?
We have workshops, but they're just about, like, teaching people stuff. The concept of just throwing different bands together on stage. Yeah, nobody does it in Australia.
Yeah, I'm not sure
if you've been to... Yeah, but Winnipeg and Vancouver last weekend, and I think Hillside's going to have one similar where, yeah, they'll group up two or three bands on stage together and just get them to play a song or then play together. And, yeah, it's really fun. I think we've found it really fun because we're influenced by lots of different styles and so can kind of slot in with...
You know, it's interesting you say that in Australia that you don't seem to see them because, to be honest, there is a bit of a movement away from them. I certainly nothing that I like, but I come from the folk side of things. I mean, you know, I'm very much folk roots, so I love to see people getting together in workshops because, to be honest, from my point of view at a festival, really that's where the magic happens.
Yeah.
More so than you will see than, you know, in a live performance from a band.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is. That magic does happen. Sometimes it's a lucky dip, though, so it can be awkward at times. The first time we did it, I don't know, maybe it hurt our egos or something, that it wasn't all about us and it was slightly weird and what is this workshop thing anyway? But then the more we did, the more we realized that it's just about the meeting of musicians and just, yeah, magic kept on happening.
No, that's great. Well, look, I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us today. We do have some live instruments there, so don't think you can tune out and go and do something else. We are going to play some music in a second. But I do want to make sure that people know how to learn more about the band. How can people do that?
Yeah, well, you can visit our website, www.perchcreek.com. Or where also you can find us on all the social media things, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
Eileen's our social media queen.
I am.
She makes sure it all keeps updated. We've been posting tour blogs as well. James has been writing some hilarious tour blogs about all of the things that we get up to on tour. So we've got is it
WordPress?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, WordPress site for our tour blog. But it's all up on our website with links there. And all our music is also there and also on iTunes and... You can check us out online.
So you're getting to the end of this North American tour. Any idea when you'll next be back over this way?
We're thinking about coming back next year, so kind of around the same time as well.
But maybe also there's a Folk Alliance conference in February and we're
and
talking
Kansas
about...
Kansas City?
Yeah, so we might be back for that. But definitely a tour, yeah, next June or July, I would say. So it's not... completely organized yet, but we'll keep everyone posted.
I would think it would be a great idea for you to head to Folk Alliance in February, because I know that there will be a lot of people who attend that conference who would be looking forward to being able to invite you to play at their festival too.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay, so let's play some live music.
Let's do it.
This song is called Something in the Valley. It's written by our sister Eileen, and it's from our record Jumping on the High Wire.
2, 3, 4. There's smoke rising up from the valley, and there's a strange moon hanging overhead. There's rats running wild in the alleys. They're gonna leave us all for dead. They're gonna leave us all for dead. There's cats on the street and they're fighting, and them lights hit way down low. There's thunder and there's lightning, but no rain is ever gonna show. Oh, no rain is ever gonna show. There's something in the valley tonight. I got shivers running up and down my spine. It feels like I'll fall, but it just struck night. Mama, there's something in the valley tonight. Mama, there's something in the valley tonight. How to howl, and that night sure knows how to crow. A little hummingbird is heading south, 'cause he knows that he's gotta go. 'Cause he knows that he's gotta go. There's something I got shivers running up and down my spine. It feels like I'll fall, but it just struck night. Mama, there's something in the valley tonight. Mama, there's something in the valley tonight. Your window shut, sit tight in your rocking chair, let that nighttime rock right over you. In the morning you might still be there. In the morning you might still be there. Valley tonight, I got you.
tonight.
That's Perch Creek live on Folk Roots Radio today. That was absolutely amazing. Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. I'm a little stunned. That's great. That's
cheers.
Great. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Pleasure.
Look forward to seeing you at Hillside.
Great. We're looking forward to it very much.
We sure are. Thanks for having us.